USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Treasury Department is reporting 645,000 Americans haven't received their third stimulus check by last fall. Each person qualified was authorized to receive up to $1,400 starting in March of last year from the American Rescue Plan. The missing funds add up to $1.6 billion. President Biden says United States and its allies remain united in efforts to help Ukraine during the ongoing Russian invasion.
I'm announcing the United States is prepared to commit more than $1 billion in humanitarian assistance to help get relief to millions of Ukrainians affected by the war in Ukraine.
Following meetings with allies in Brussels, Biden announced new sanctions against Russia, the president also calling for Russia to be removed from the G20. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Rent is continuing to increase across the nation.
The cost of rent is hitting a record high across the country. A report from Realtor.com says the average rent in the U.S. in February was about $1,700 a month, up 17% from a year ago. Cities dealing with the largest increases of 23% or more include Miami, San Diego, Phoenix, and Austin. Reporting from the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Former President Trump is suing Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee over the 2016 election. A new lawsuit alleges Clinton and the DNC conspired to weave a false narrative about Trump's campaign colluding with Russia. Trump defeated Democrat Clinton in the 2016 presidential election. The lawsuit claims Clinton and the DNC switched gears after the election in an effort to undermine Trump's administration. Trump seeking $72 million in damages. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Ukraine will export far less wheat than usual because of the Russian invasion. At the NATO summit in Brussels, French President Emmanuel Macron, speaking through a translator, says he is concerned about the impact this will cause.
This is likely to generate a humanitarian crisis in many countries and will have massive consequences.
He says France is working with allies and non-government organizations to produce more wheat in other areas and assist impacted countries. The National Invitational Tournament has a new home.
Madison Square Garden will not host the NIT College Basketball Semifinals and Championship Game for the next 2 years. That college basketball tradition dates back to 1938. The change of venue for the 2023-2024 tournaments are available for bid, with potential locations ranging from Las Vegas, Nevada, to historic arenas like Hinkle Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana. Nothing has been determined beyond 2024. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Denver Fire Department says a fire at the home of the Denver Broncos is under control. It tweeted images of seats inside Empower Field at Mile High Stadium that were on fire. It's unknown what caused the blaze. However, the department said the suite and third-level seating area were affected. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.